Where do we leave off, Rosa? We got up to Chet. We finished saying? I'm sorry?
Okay.
We talked about the story in Yom Kippur before Ne'ila. Ulam kan levetz beitz ha'nigud ha'ikari ha'manakeh b'tzor da'ato shal isha lacha. The basic contrast which cuts through the awareness of Isha Halacha appears here. On the one hand, from one side, he resembles the cognitive type, he's involved with constructing an ideal world. He's not a secular cognitive type. Who's not at all oriented towards the transcendental and is just so totally subjugated to temporality. Toras Hashem nata b'todat isha halacha, at ha'idea shel chayei olam, v'at ha'sheifa l'nitzrius, shekein hi madveh shel bekas ha'tor v'chayei olam nata v'sachayinu. It's interesting. Earlier, I think that this, you know, desire for the transcendental was depicted as something that a person naturally experiences. And here the Rav says, "Toras Hashem nata b'todat isha lacha et ha'idea shel chayei olam et ha'sheifa l'nitzriut." It's not only a natural religious impulse that a person experiences. The Torah instills that within a person focus and aspiration for chayei olam is something that the Torah instills within a person. There's obviously no contradiction between those two. Kosev Echad Omer, who ish hadat b'chorim tov v'tifrato, he is like the religious type in all his splendor. Shenafshot smei'a l'kel chai, whose soul thirsts for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nachalei ga'aguim shalof shotfim v'holchem al yam transcendentiyut. Kosev Echad Omer Ish Halacha Machzek B'chol Ma'arto B'Havaya HaMamashit U'Ba'olam Hazeh Muchashi. The ideal world of Halacha deals with the realities of our physical concrete, sensual world, but meidach gisa isha lacham mitrapek al kono mitlonen v'tzer shakai. But isha lacha does, and the Torah pushes him in that direction, does desire the spiritual, the transcendental. Ketzad yitkanu shnei ksuv nehalala makishim zeaza. הקוסם השלישי מאחורי ביניהם אומר, אין בין איש הדת לאיש ההלכה לשינוי רוחות. Difference in direction. מהלכים הם בכיוונים מהופכים. They're going in opposite directions. איש הדת פותח בעולם הזה וחותם באצילות. He begins his experience in Olam Hazeh, and what he's trying to transcend this world. Ish halacha potach ba'atzilut v'chotem ba'olam hazeh. Ish hadat ta'ev, the religious type, ta'ev, he desires la'alot min emek habacha shal hamama shal har Hashem. He's trying to elevate himself above and out of this world. Le'chaleitz, to be released min ha'meitzar, from the straits, the constricted space shal hamuchashiyut, of concrete existence, the toch merchaveha shall havaya transcendented mezukeket mitzurefet. Isha halacha, by contrast, nechsaf, he desires lahubid, to lower et a transcendentiyut legeitz almovis shall olamenu, to bring the transcendental, to bring kedusha into this world, ulahabcha, and to transform this world la'eretz hachayim. B'sha'a shebe ish hadat po'emet hakmiha l'nisa u'bricha min harialiyot, the desire to escape from the physical reality, skipping the brackets, the between the dashes, at least for the moment, ish halacha agla u'ga b'olam hazeh, like the imagery of Choni Hama'aga, right, who draws a circle around where he's standing and says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not moving until the rain comes. So Ish Halacha Agla Uga B'Olam Hazeh Ve'Enenu Zaz Mimena. And like Choni Hama'aga, he's not budging. Hu Rotzeh L'Taheret Olam Hazeh V'Lo L'Vorach Mimenu. To experience, to attain that spirituality in this world. Tchilat nefila nisa. What Chazal say in terms of when going out to battle, so the Rav is metaphorically borrowing and applying in this context that trying to escape this world is something that's prone to failure. Tchilat nefila nisa. Kashrut Orev v'akshanut kabira nizruku v'isha halacha. that there's a stubbornness infused into Isha Halacha. So I have a Chumash Shmos, by any chance? Chumash Shmos. Yom Hashem al Moshe, Isi es ha'om hazeh, after the Chet Ha'egel, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu what happened. Isi es ha'om hazeh, v'inei am k'shei arifu. V'ato ha'nicha li, v'yicha ha'fi v'hem v'achalem, v'aseh v'scha l'goy godo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cites the fact that we're an Am K'shei Yoref as the reason that he's poised, Kaviyocha Rachmanu Letzlan, to destroy us. V'ata, hinei Am K'shei Yoref, v'isi es Am Hazeh, v'inei Am K'shei Yoref, v'ato hanicha li, v'yicha api v'hem v'achalem, v'asa uscha l'goy godom. When Moshe Rabbeinu is supplicating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive us. Vayimahem Moshe v'yikon arzu v'yishtochu. Vayomim no motzo sichen b'enecha Hashem, yelech no Hashem b'kivenu, ki am k'she orefu, v'salata avonein chavusen m'chaltona. So Moshe Rabbeinu cites that same quality when he's imploring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cites the fact that we're am k'she oref as reason, kaviyachol, to destroy us. So if that's the basis for the indictment, if that's the basis for the condemnation, then that's the last thing that Moshe Rabbeinu should be mentioning. And yet, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know why you should forgive them? Ki am k'shei oref. So I forget whom he quoted. I found this Chazal Baruch Hu quoted. I'm forgetting whom. I apologize. That the pshat in the psukim is that while it's true that the quality of kashis oref can cause an individual, or in this case a people, to initially persist in chet, because the stubbornness generates again a intransigence. But that same quality, when they're ready to do tshuva, means that that same quality, that same akshanas, that same tenacity, will now be brought to bear on their commitment to stand firm and fast in the tshuva. So, Moshe Ben says, "Takadosh Baruch Hu Ein Hachanami, Am Kshei Oref is the reason to destroy, but now that the they'll do tshuva, Am Kshei Oref is a." The same midah is the basis for forgiveness. The Gemara has in Beitza, towards the beginning of the third parak, Tana Mishmedu Reb Meir, Mipnei Ma Nitna Torah LeYisrael, Mesha Hein Azin. There, how do you translate as? They're fierce. Rashi, Shehin Azim, v'nitna lahem Torah sheyasku ba, v'hi mateshes kocham u'machnas libam. Tana Dvar Reb Yishmael, Mimino Eishdas Lamo, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu Uyin Halalu, Shetinasin Lahem Das Eish. Skipping a little bit. V'haynu Do Omer Shem Min Lakesh, Gimel Azen Hein. Fierce and will dominate. Yisrael beumos, kelev bechayos, tarnagol beofos. Is it not such complimentary accompaniment? No, unless you happen to be a dog owner, in which case maybe you have a different take on this gemara. But it doesn't seem like such complimentary company. But it all depends upon how that azus, how that the stubbornness can be that a person stubbornly holds on to his yetzer hara. Or the stubbornness can be that regardless of the persecution and regardless of the anti-Semitism, it's the same quality of azus that the person is, or the people don't succumb. That's what the Rebbe is saying. The Kashrus Arif is reflecting, right? The Kashrus Arif, the Rebbe is invoking Kashrus Arif as Moshe Rabbeinu invokes it, as a noble quality. Kashrus Arif Akshanas Kibiran Nizrukub Ish Halacha. Hul Nilcham Bera'o Beketiv Meribi Shel HaChayim V'Ne'avak Kasha Im Memshela Zodon V'Tzivos HaRasha Shabhavaya. Again, he's not looking to escape the world, but Adarabba, as we had at the end of Os Zayin, that Chayim al Pi Halacha, the second of the two elements, means realization of Halacha in this world. He's not looking to escape this world, ela klapei horadat ha'olam hanitzli hazeh l'toch olameinu. Ish hadat she'mabato na'udz be'elyonim shokheach l'farkim tkufim et ha'tachtonim v'nechshal b'shniyut musarit v'gam b'tzviyut. At times, frequently, parkim tkufim, frequently it happens that if one is focused on some transcendental order, so it ends up with hypocrisy, that there's a total neglect, a callousness for suffering and injustice in this world. Michel Salanter says that Yemen's Gashmius is my Ruchnius. Someone else's physical needs is my spiritual avoda. Tzayul Mad, me osu haved datot la'olam. What did they do? What havoc did they impose on the world, v'shal avigatan, because of their desire, lahavkiat mechitzot ha-metziyut, to split the barriers of reality, v'hakiyum ha-mamashi ulehimaleit, and to escape al sfirot ha-netzach. Be'etiyam, shal tzlilei havaya nehadara, shavichafu b'svivatam, that they were so focused on this splendid transcendental order, so lo kolta aznam, their ears didn't catch kol anot shochnei batei chomer in kat evyonim v'shavad dalim. They didn't hear the cry of the poor. Lulo shafu lihilakeid, had they not had that she'ifa lihilakeid in ma'ein sofiyut alit mazeg im ha-transcendentiyot, ki az asu ma sha'asu lehoshi al almana v'yosom ulehatzil oshok mi'ad oshko. Im lecha dava hara l'neshama k'chavot l'guf k'ma hesach hadas min olam hazeh. Well, like the damage that you know, swords do to the body, that's what ignoring this world does to the neshama. I think the Nitziv says on the Maimon Chazal, the Gemara, the Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Vayera of Gedol Hachnasas Ochem Yosem Ha'Gvalos Me'ashkina. So what does that mean? Gedol Hachnasas Ochem Yosem Ha'Gvalos Me'ashkina. So I think the Nitziv says something, again, which blends very well with what the Rebbe is explaining here. He says that It can't be that in one's quest to connect with the Shekhinah that one becomes impervious to the demands of Ben Adam L'Chaveru, and one has to be willing to step down and step aside from and attend to that ben adam l'chaver. V'yafeh kochah shel ish ha'halacha she'enenu zaz min olam hazeh ve'enenu boreach l'tchum mufshat v'tahor. Huta Eva Havidan Ashkinava Dusha Vitoka Halalva Azman, Isha Locha is looking to lower the Shina, to bring the Shina down, not to lower it, to bring it down into time and space. Vitovki Moha Sofi Vaarti into our finite and physical existence. Lori Isha Lachakari Isha Dat. Hamavei b'shaltana b'shaltona shal hamitziyot mevakesh lo miklat v'olam ha'atzilut. The Ish Hadat is again, he's trying to rebel against the rule of reality. I was about to elaborate that. He depicts it as the rule of reality because a person is physical. A person isn't a malach. He doesn't consist only of only of a seichel, or only of a neshama. We are physical. So the Ish Hadat is trying to rebel against that. V'akesh lo miklad, and he's looking for refuge ba'olam ha'atzilut. On the other hand, v'lokir Ish Hadat, he's not like the cognitive type, she'no nitkal b'havaya transcendantit, who blocks out and doesn't encounter the transcendental order. Isha lacham makir the transcendentiyot, but I know ola alaha ela morida ilav. B'mkom lahalot et ha-tachtonim la'olam ha-elyon, hu morid et ha-elyonim la'olam ha-tachton. So halacha solves the seemingly insolvable dilemma that a person desires to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person desires to transcend the merely physical and finite on the one hand. On the other hand, he can't really do that. So Halacha says no, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed Halacha to be realized in this world, so Isha lacha makir ta transcendentiyot hu morid et ha'elyonim la'olam ha'tachton. This next sentence is challenging, just the parish of Milos here. Isha lacha yodaya ki derach ha'melech molicha el tchum ha'transcendentiyot. So that seems to contradict what the Rosman is saying, right? So the English translation assumes that there's a Toras HaTfus here, because the English translation translates this as halachic man knows that there is no royal road leading to the transcendental, the transcendent. There's also Toras HaTfus in English. Okay. Here a Toras, there a Toras. Halachic man knows that there's no royal road leading to the transcendent, it should be transcendental realm. That there's ki ein derach hamelech, or ki derach hamelech lo molicha. Okay, that's one way to. Because otherwise, again, the line you see the difficulty of us. The line seems to be just contradict everything that's being said. Right, everything that's being said is that you don't transcend this world. You can't escape this world. And maybe that's correct. Maybe to be magia is the correct thing. Alternately, if this is correct as it stands, so then maybe what it means is as follows, right? That Derech HaMelech is from Parshas Kukas, the phrase, right? So when Moshe Rabbeinu sends the messengers to Sichon, he says, "B'derech HaMelech Nelech, lo nita yamin u'smol." Right. So Derech HaMelech means when you go on a path and you don't veer off that path, right? Lo nita yamin u'smol. So maybe again, if the Haggah is not correct here, maybe it is correct. I don't know. But if the Haggah is not correct, then the way to read the sentence is as follows: those who the type of the Ish Hadat, the religious mystical type, who seek to transcend this world, so they do it by leading an ascetic lifestyle. And the way, if the goal of if genuine spirituality and genuine coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through transcending the world, so then a person has to minimize the physical as much as is humanly possible. And there are strands in the other religions that do this. So to lead an ascetic lifestyle. Eating very little instead of wearing clothes, they walk around wearing shmatas, you know, that style. The Rambam writes in Shemona Parkim V'zos ha-Torah ha-Tmima ha-Mashlama Sosano Kemosha Heyed Oleha Yoda, Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. This perfect, complete Torah, which, if we live by it, confers Shleimus upon us, Lo Zachra Dava Mizeh, this kind of ascetic lifestyle. The Omnam Kivna, The Torah intends Leo Sa'odam Tivi, person supposed to live naturally. Holech v'derecha emtsoi, yolchal mashi yeshlo lechol b'shivli. A person should eat. I mean, he should be disciplined in eating. We're not talking about unrestrained, undisciplined involvement with the physical. On the other hand, It's not something evil, that it's not a poison that a person is looking to absolutely limit and reduce as much as he possibly can. Yochal mashi yeshlo lechol b'shivli, v'yishta mashi yeshlo lishtas b'shivli. That a person should drink a balanced amount. V'yivol mashi mutal alivol b'shivoi v'yishkon b'medinos. He's not supposed to live out in a cave in a monastery. V'yishkon b'medinos b'yosher b'muna. Lo she yishkon b'midbar sevoharim, v'lo she yilvash hatzemer. And not that he's supposed to wear sackcloth. V'lo she ya'ane gufo. So if we're supposed to read this without being magia, so then it means Derech HaMelech means Lo Nite Yom HaSmol. That's what the intended association is. Ki Derech HaMelech, where it's Lo Nite Yom HaSmol, where the person doesn't veer to the extreme, but no, he lives a balanced Al Pi Halacha, balanced, disciplined life. So that's Molicha al Tchom HaTranscendentiyot. Okay, it's the reason one would still be inclined maybe to be Magia is no, maybe it should have said, you know, Morida at the Transcendentiyot. So I don't know. Habocha Yivcha. Hadam, but either way, it's clear what it means. Ha'adam chatum b'tzamid patil ha'gashmiyut. Right, the same way the klicheres, if it's sealed, so then it's not mekabel tumah, because don't mekabel tumah mitochas. That tzamid patil means when you have something which tightly seals. So a person is tightly sealed, but some sil ha'agashriyot, ha'mukhashriyot v'mamashriyot. A person can't escape or transcend that. V'ana mipnehen yelech v'ana yivach mehen. Paraphrasing it, from the poetry of the Middle Ages. Gam ki yisak havayash mimit sham teyena. Pesukim. Gam ki yisak kanfei shacha ha-havshata v'atzilut gam sham yadan tanchehu. A person cannot, is doomed to fail if his religious effort is to try to transcend physicality. Ein ish halacha ma'amin shehachavush bebeit ha'asurim shel ha'gufaniyot yachol lahatir et atzmo me'azikei ha'chayim ha'chomriyim. Right, the Gemara in Brachas. En chavush matir atzmo me'beis ha'asurim. That the prisoner can't release himself from jail. So a person can't release himself from the chains of physical life. Lishboch ha'tzubot ha'guf v'hayetzel le'kov b'gavato shchakim. From Bezos ha'brocha. Ve'od zos, isha lacha hu betfisato hadatit exotori biyoter. If genuine spirituality means that somehow a person transcends, so then very few people, you know, can even aspire to that, or will live the regimen that would seem to be required for that, by saying that no, that avodas Hashem and kedusha, everything is realized within this world. So then that makes Torah exoteric. It's something which is then available and accessible to all of us. Panav musavot klapei ha'am. HaTorah hi bein b'medrash bein b'maisa kinyana shal knesis shal kula. Hakol mishavtei ha'am b'roshav ad chotrei etza v'sharamei meimav chayavim l'chiyot al pi ha'Torah. Atam mitzav v'yom kulchem nithay Hashem l'keichem v'sheichem shifteichem.
It's
not a vision for a handful of a spiritual elite. Elo Rishus Haram shall call Yisrael. V'shlosh ha'ksarim nechdo Yisrael, kesetorah ha'imunach v'omed, v'muchan l'chol Yisrael. Shanem ha'torah tzivon ha'moshe, moshe tzivon Yaakov, kol misha yirtza yovah v'yito. Skipping to the next page. Hamatara shel halacha hi demokratit mitchilasa v'ad sofa. The goal of halacha is democratic from beginning to end. Halacha omeret, halacha says, ki kol datiyut, any religiosity, hamitztamtzemet, which is limited, which constricts itself, b'karen zavis shel chabura, kita osiya, that is only available, accessible to a small group, v'na'aseit chalkam shel anshei skula b'lvat, schara yotzei behefseida. Ha'ideologia hadatit, the religious ideology, ha'kovat chumim, והמציבה גבולות בין בני אדם ביחסם אל אלוקים, קוצצת בנטיות. אם הדת אומרת, if the religion says, claims, כי אלוקים קרוב לפלוני בשל ייחוסו, because of his lineage, אומנותו, his profession, כהונתו וכולו, ורחוק מהאלמוני, הרי היא מתחייבת בנפשה. That there are no... אין האדם זקוק לעזרת אחרים כדי לגשת על אלוקים, ואין הוא צורך למליצי יושר ומבקשי רחמים לשלוחים ולסנגורים. A person doesn't need intermediaries to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol zman sheyitfok al shari shamayim, whenever he'll knock on the gates of heaven, yizdaka kulo, that they'll respond to him. V'lo rak she'en b'nei adam mitpanasim zeri zem b'chad zikatam le'elokim, elo she'enam zkukim afil le'ezras malochim usrafim. Not only do we not need to rely on each other, nor do we need an angelic intermediaries. Echad mishlosha asa ikari adas hu shelo levado ra'oi lehispalel, ve'ein ra'oi lehispalel zavaso. U'kshehachama hi b'rosh ha'ilanos, on Yom Kippur, when the end of the day is approaching and we're saying the slichas and the ilas, u'knasis yisrael shkuyat ga'aguim v'chol ha'sahava, saturated with longing, mitrapeket al doda v'shofachas es nafsha v'tehilos uv'tishbachos v'shoshes v'midas kilo nishlavos hayu habei migdol yisrael medalgim al hacharuz hayafeh. Interesting, right? The many migdol yisrael would skip the nice stanza, the nice rhyme, midas harachamim aleinu hizgalgali v'lefnei koneh t'chinasi chapili, right? Because we are addressing the midas harachamim, that the midas harachamim should act as an intermediary for us, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halacha ro'ah b'tfila zo v'chayotze ba stiya mishvil hashkafata. Now that diverges from the path of the Torah's hashkafa. Lefichach lohaisa das gedole halacha nocha mipulchan hatzadik ba'olam hachasidut shehu sose gufei hatfisa ha'elchatit. Which is why gedole halacha objected to the elevation of the tzaddik that one connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through one's connection to the tzaddik. Obviously, we are supposed to look to those who know more for guidance. For insight, but not to connect through them. Not that our Rebbeim, that it's through them that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's through them that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's rather with the help of their guidance, so we cultivate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we seek to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that only the... When the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Ksuvah, at the end of Ksuvah, says, Uvo Sidva, Ki David B'Talmidei Chachamim. So the Rambam writes, "Kedei she'yilmad mimaseihem." Doesn't mean he davik b'talmidei chachamim, because that's the way you'll be davik b'Hashem. Uvo sidba ki davik b'talmidei chachamim. It's not that, you know, because he's davik b'Hashem and you'll be davik b'Hashem through him. No, it means that kedei she'yilmad mimaseihem, and with that tutelage, with that learning, with that inspiration, so then you'll be davik b'Hashem. Okay, there's much more to talk about in terms of the slide, so maybe we'll pick up here the other next.